This July 4th comes at a time when patriotism in America is down. A Gallup poll out this week found only 47% of Americans are extremely proud to be one, and that's down from a high of 70% 15 years ago. And over the past year, fights over the national anthem at football games and how to treat immigrants to this country have further divided the nation. Today, WHYY's Kyrie Greenberg asked some of the youngest American citizens what patriotism means to them.
I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
This afternoon, Philadelphia welcomed 13 children, one for each of the 13 original colonies, as the country's newest naturalized citizens. The ceremony was held at the historic house where Betsy Ross may have sewn the nation's first flag on the eve of the Revolutionary War. 14-year-old Asad Ali's family came from Pakistan and says becoming a U.S. citizen was a big deal and full of adjustments.
It has like a very diverse community, traditions, school systems and stuff. So it's pretty hard to get used to, but once you feel comfortable, it's very good. I mean, I love it.
He says he and his three younger siblings, who were also sworn in, moved to Upper Darby a year and a half ago. They were naturalized through their dad, who is a citizen and manages a Popeyes. While Pakistan's Independence Day on August 14th is still an important holiday in his family, he says the thing that makes him feel most proud to be a new American citizen is his school.
I actually love the education system. I just love it.
When he was still living in Pakistan, Ali says he learned English through books and movies, which gave him some ideas about American pride. But he says he noticed some things this country doesn't take much pride in.
I thought it's going to be like the freeway, like all like smooth and stuff. And when I got to Philly, it was like all bumpy and potholes and stuff. I was like, why don't they just fix it?
Kayla Davis, a Girl Scout from West Philadelphia, was at the ceremony to welcome the new citizens. She won the Scouts Gold Award for a project promoting religious freedom, which focused on inclusivity in a time of anti-Muslim sentiment. She looks at patriotism this way.
I feel like it's just respecting your country, even if you don't agree with everything that's going on in it or everything that's said, and realizing that you do have opportunities that other people do not have, especially as an American.
Even if the roads are bumpy. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.